images and text early settlers. A collage of historical photos of people recreating historically in the park. All photos are black and white or grayscale and are positioned horizontally across the brochure. First image, working left to right, shows a man in overalls with a flat felt hat sitting in the back of a wooden John boat with a wooden paddle guiding the boat down the river. The second image shows a large family of a mom and dad plus 8 children varying in age. All are dressed in clothing of 1900s style, boys in overalls and girls in dresses. They are standing in front of a wooden hand-hewed wood cabin with a large stone chimney on the side. The next image shows a group of 5 loggers in overalls with tools in their hands standing on top of a pile of large pine tree logs. The fourth image is of a young woman dressed in a black bath suit and hat standing on a rope bridge. She is standing on the wooden planks of the bridge that crosses the river and holding onto the netted roadside walls. A man is well behind her at the start of the bridge dressed in overalls and a white shirt. The fifth image is that of an old wooden rectangular river ferry crossing the river. A team of mules are on the front with an empty wooden wagon behind. A man in light-colored overalls and big western-style hat stands beside them. At the back of the ferry is another team of horses with a carriage attached. In the carriage is a woman in a white dress and a man in a black suit. The sixth image is of 2 men in a narrow wooden John boat fishing. The man in the front is wearing all white, with a white cap and has a bent-over rod in the water with a fish on it. The man in the rear is guiding the boat with a wooden paddle and has a striped shirt on. The boat is filled with supplies, including a cooler in the center. The front of the boat is visible and says Snide the Guide. The last photo on the far right is of Big Spring. A man dressed in a suit and a woman in a dress coat are standing on the edge of the rock looking toward the camera with the spring water at the edge. The woman is on a rock slightly higher than the man and the man is closer to the water's edge. Caption: Early settlers built farmsteads and mills along the riverways. In the late 1800s, the watershed witnessed heavy logging and other exploitation. Tourism increased in the early 1900s as more people acquired automobiles. Improved roads and new bridges enticed urban visitors, and the Ozarks became a popular vacation destination.